Thank you, and it's great to be here at the Royal Society. I'm not a scientist or an engineer, so I'm very honoured to be here. And it's interesting to hear what Greg said about Stevenson's rocket, because I remember going to the Science Museum and buying a poster, and, you know, I still remember it now you talk about it. I'm not an engineer or a scientist, but I have worked internationally, so I've seen how other countries focus on industries and business. I work for General Motors, based in Detroit, and I've worked for Airbus's head office in Toulouse. And believe you me, other countries are very busy promoting to big organisations, such as the ones I've worked in, the benefits of what they can offer. So it's really important that industrial strategy is focused on. It's absolutely the right path to follow, and I'm sure Greg won't mind me saying that previous administrations also focused on it. And it's important for industry that the path continues. In many ways, I call industrial strategy the counterpoint to Brexit, if I may say that word. It's really important to keep focusing on it. And today's focus here tonight on place is also absolutely right. I actually first met Greg when I served on the LEP in Bristol for 4 years, and I do find it a little irritating when I hear business say, oh, the LEPs don't help us, they don't understand us, and I say, well, have you actually been a part of a LEP? And it's difficult for business people not always to be able to find the time, but you know, there's no point sort of shouting from the sidelines. Just to pick up on some of the comments today as well about the southeast, and it reminded me a comment once said by a politician many years ago, and I'm not going to say the political party, but this person said it's not worth investing on anything outside the M25, which was a bit of a shock, but they were obviously speaking about the importance of the southeast and the city, and I agree with comments made tonight. Yeah, it's a benefit to the UK, but yeah, there is life outside the M25. Yes, and we were pleased that Greg and his ministerial team came to Bristol on the 6th of December and launched the aerospace sector deal. Very important to continue the momentum on that. And the big focus there, of course, was on the local benefits provided by the area in terms of the southwest being a big focus for aerospace and defence. And if I may also say, you know, Wales isn't so far from the southwest. Now it's free, don't even have to pay to go on the toll. And just this morning, I was very honoured to have been invited by Professor Peter Helligan, the Chief Scientific Advisor to Wales, to serve on the Welsh Science and Innovation Council, and I'm very proud to play my part in that. As Mark has said, the Industrial Strategy Challenge Fund oversubscribed. Is that not a good thing? Because as you also quite correctly pointed out, businesses have to also invest, and all these companies want to work with your organisation on industrial strategy activities, and that hopefully is something that's useful for Greg to take to the Chancellor. So those are the main points I wanted to focus on. I sit on the Aerospace Growth Partnership, as Greg referenced, and the benefit of that is that a number of business people sit round the table and we focus with government representatives on what is important for the sector. And I know there's some people in the room. I saw Dick Elsey here earlier from the Advanced Manufacturing Catapult, absolutely important to be working in the same direction. So in terms of place again, there is a role for business to play here. When I served on the LEP, I used to say to the Southwest region, use businesses. There's business follow business. If we have some Singaporean visitors over, field business people to say what a good place this area is to invest in. And maybe if I could just finish my comments on skills, which perhaps haven't been touched on so much tonight. I also serve on the Made Smarter Commission, along with Hyatton here. And digital skills, really important. I heard a very good speech the other day by the current head of the MI6 when he said, we are all businesses, organisations are recruiting people now that are actually teaching all of us who are currently in the company. It's a whole set of different skills, and that's the kind of momentum I think we should build on. Thank you very much.